Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the kick spill. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome in, listeners, now joining us at Portland's Classic Rock 92.3 KGON, also WAAF, Boston's legendary rock station, and our friends at Rock 105 in Chattanooga. Chattanooga's rock station. Big show for you guys today. Who sucks less on tap? The word hacks your bank account. And today we're going to talk about people that go overboard on a range of different things as far as what you consider to be overboard. Some people consider to be people who collect things. And how many more things do you need?
Collect multiple things.
Just excess. Just if you collect something and you're into something, you're more than likely overboard than most people on it.
Yeah, you're obsessive.
So if you've ever gone into someone's room and they have an entire collection of one thing, you kind of get an idea not only of what they're into, but the fact that they need a special room just to put all this stuff.
Yeah, well, I go overboard, like decks of cards. You collect different things, they have different, whatever. But
how many decks of cards do you have?
Right around 300.
Okay.
But they're easier to store away. But vinyl, on the other hand, and I don't know if I collect vinyl because I interact with it. I buy it because I listen to it, right? Mm-hmm. So is that collecting it if you have a ton of vinyl?
No, because it's part of, well, it's a collection.
But, it takes up physical space.
Totally. We have a dog that
the problem with vinyl, and it's not like, as long as I've known you, you've talked about vinyl.
Always, yeah.
But it's just one of those things, too, that like...
Everybody's doing that. Oh, trust me, dude, I know. I'm like, this has always been my position. It's never changed.
Both of you guys have a lot of pairs of shoes.
That's correct.
Yeah. How many pairs of shoes?
Oh, I don't know.
I right now, I currently have... just one type of shoe. I probably have like 10 pairs of Air Maxes that I wear.
Okay, how many have you never worn?
None. I'm a bad shoe person. Like, I like shoes and try to keep them fresh, but I like to wear them.
Yeah, well, that's why you buy them.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, never.
But some people buy like Air Maxes or Jordans and like won't even bend down on it. You don't want to get a crease in them or this
to
or
me,
that.
That's a collector, right? Yeah. You dig them.
Yeah.
Somebody like these guys are collecting them, right?
Okay.
I think I still have the most is hoodies.
You do have a lot of goddamn hoodies.
Jesus, man.
Tells me a lot.
Have you ever, here's another weird one on going overboard on something, which I just thought was
that's
a little
what
bit
black
strange.
People call white people. Hoodies.
I have one friend
what
who,
up, buddy?
I have one friend back to the dog who has three dogs.
Okay. By himself?
Well, he and his roommate, but one dog is the roommate's, two dogs is.
All
okay.
Right.
So,
it's a three dog house.
It's a three dog house, but it's a roommate situation. All right. When you go into their house, there's nothing very tidy about the house.
Of
and I'm not saying this in a bad way. It's just,
all right.
It's not a clean house, okay? But when you come in the front door, all right, he makes you take your shoes off, which is not the, right. Which is not the biggest deal to me.
Right, right.
All right. But he also will give you a pair of those little blue things.
That like, the little booties?
That like the realtors will put on your feet when you're going to look at something or construction workers wear or whatever if they're walking in your house. You have to wear those in his house, although his house is an absolute freaking pigsty.
Does he want you to wear those so that nothing happens to you?
No.
Or he thinks you're tracking
in? He doesn't want anyone to track in stuff on his floor.
But I already took my shoes off. Why do I have to put the booties on?
Well, you don't want to walk around in the house with your socks on because it's filthy.
It's so that bad?
He knows that his house is filthy and will give you the booties.
I don't
but
think
in
he
return
knows,
for that.
It's just an option.
But
so
everyone
I don't
takes
tell him, your house is filthy. Why do you make people take your shoes off? I'm putting on these booties. I just think it's overboard based on the fact that it's not a clean place.
Right.
That's all.
It shouldn't be that hard to narrow it's down. Like, your one friend who lives with another male roommate has three dogs.
If he was
your house is filthy.
If he was Japanese.
Who is he talking about?
His roommate was Japanese, a cultural thing. Take your shoes off.
I
get it. Because the house would more than likely be immaculate.
Sure.
There's a reason you take your shoes off. This is not the case. It's like, I don't know. It's just like. The dog is covered in crap.
Right, your house is a mess.
But I gotta take off my, and it just, I don't know why. It just, and It really bothers me. Like, I really, next time I see him, I might say something.
Dude, what are you going to say? I got to ask you.
All right. Your house is a freaking pigsty. It's not a pigsty.
Don't say pigsty.
It's just you haven't cleaned in a while.
It's a pigsty.
Why do people have to take off shoes when they come in? And also, why do you have these slippers that's an option for them to wear? Like, why did you determine that this was going to be the one thing in your life that, you know, like, mattered? Because to me, it's like,
this is the one thing in your life that matters.
Right. I mean, as far
you
as...
you got to work on being praising, man.
Be particular about it.
Dude, I think what you should do is take over some teenagers.
All right.
Anybody that has a home like this where you don't want to take off your shoes, take over like a 16-year-old boy, have him kick those bad boys off. That smell will be so bad.
Put shoes on.
Right, like, shoes on today. It's fine.
Our question, who went overboard and why? 844-999-HOLA.
Yeah, wait till like July. Make sure he hasn't been wearing socks.
Mm-hmm. But run around.
Yeah. Right.
Hello, Stefan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, really quick before I start the story, if you guys are still looking for Chicago-style pizza, you got to check out Windy City Pie up near Pike's Place.
All right. I've heard of that. I have heard of that. I've never been, but I've heard of it.
I dig the Chicago style. I think I'm alone on that in this room, man, but I'm all about it.
I'm a Detroit-style pizza guy.
Dude, the guy is from Chicago, and he makes it better than pizza I've had there.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good value.
I mean, I'm not against it, but I just, you know.
I'm not against it, but just don't worry about
it. I'll have lasagna, what it is.
It's not my favorite style.
It is not lasagna.
Yeah, that's all
it is. If you like Detroit style, they have a place called Breezy Town, too.
Breezy Town. All right.
Breezy
Town. It's like Chicago.
You won't just call it Motown. We're going to do Breezy
Detroit
Town.
Really isn't the windy city, but it's breezy.
You know.
All right. So who went overboard and why?
So I went overboard, and y'all know me as the guy who called in about stealing five pounds of weed. So this happened a couple months after I moved from Georgia to Oregon. And what happened was guy was popping off to me in a gym class sophomore year, and I'm still a big dude. At that point, I'm like 6 foot, 230 pounds.
Okay.
So he's popping off to me. I tell him not to touch me. He finally pushes me, and I pin him against the bleachers by his neck. What I didn't know until the class ended was he was a couple inches off the ground. So I strong-armed the guy one-handed to basically eye level with me, which was later told to me at about 6 inches.
Did you choke him out, or did he survive?
Oh, no, I just picked him up, held him there for 3 seconds, said, cut it out, and then I dropped him.
What does someone's face look like in those 3 seconds? I'm picturing the end of Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Eyes bulging under your head.
Pretty wide-eyed.
Okay, well, that's probably the last time I ever gave you any smack.
That's the last time anyone in the school gave me any smack.
Okay,
it's funny how that works.
You gotta do, yeah.
That's scary, that story's kind of scary enough that, you know what, sir, I do like Chicago-style pizza. It's one of my favorites.
I'm all in.
We brought you this story the other day.
He's lifting humans up by their neck. I'm in.
A Silicon Valley dad, unable to house his 18-year-old daughter, Cats, decided there was only one thing to do. Find the cats her own apartment. Cats Louise and Tina have been living in a $1,500 a month studio apartment complete with Apple TV in San Jose since July. The San Francisco TV station KPIX reports the apartment is also furnished with a couch and a cat tree. Troy Good pays the rent, which is actually a good deal considering most comparable places in the neighborhood go for nearly $2,000 a month.
Yeah, but there's also people living in those places.
The cats do belong to his daughter. She was unable to take them to her school dorm at Pacific University outside of Los Angeles when she became a freshman. So he didn't want to keep the cats either. He couldn't because they didn't get along with his girlfriend's dog. So what happens? He rents out an apartment.
Think how many people can't afford to live in the Bay Area or live anywhere, but much less the Bay Area. And this dude has enough money that instead of, why don't you rent your daughter an apartment in college and let her have the goddamn cats?
He asked his friend, who's a landlord, if the cats could stay in an apartment if they worked out a deal. So the cats now have a peaceful palace to call their own, and his daughter can visit when she's in the area. He also feeds the cats every day. Basically, I've got two renters that don't have opposable thumbs. It's actually great. They're very quiet, obviously. The only problem is that they really stink up the place. A $1,500 apartment.
Yes.
Of course they stink the place up. That's unbelievable.
They don't clean up after themselves.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Tina and Louise.
Like from Bob's Burgers?
I don't know where they got the names from, but
that story just irritates me. I'm so that one. Just.
Is that worse than the? Is that worse than the dog funeral that was 4,000 pounds?
You just combine these cats living in Silicon Valley in their own place and that stupid frog. I'm going to go home and cry.
But wasn't there somebody who was like a millionaire or billionaire who left a ton of money
to their cat?
To their cat.
To their cat.
The cat could live in luxury in like a Manhattan apartment or something like that. That wasn't too long ago, right?
2 or 3 years ago, I want to say.
But I would have to think that person also would have hired somebody to
They did. They hired someone who did. But like all of that money goes toward the cat and all of the furnishings that that cat needed, at least by this woman's purview. Everything that cat needed. To live a life of luxury. So none of that money was earmarked for anything other than the cat.
Why would the cats need Apple TV?
They don't. It's just the point that, hey, homelessness, people aren't getting paid for work, but I have enough extra money that I put two cats up in one of the most expensive areas of the country.
That is insane. And the fact that...
I mean, I don't know. Just that's it pisses me off more than the funeral, because the funeral's like, look, man, it's... No one's... It doesn't affect anything by you doing all of this crap.
Am I the only one who thinks that in San Jose is one of the most expensive real estate areas in the United States? You can get a studio apartment in Seattle for $1,500.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's probably on the line there.
Yeah.
But I just figured it would even be more than that. But yeah, this.
But his friend is the landlord.
His friend is the landlord.
Right. That's
and his friend
right.
actually goes in and checks on the cats. Yeah, but $1,500 a month. So the two cats have a place to stay in an apartment. Because he can't stay with him because he doesn't get along with his girlfriend's dog.
Uh-huh.
That means his girlfriend is throwing him some serious ass.
Yeah, and she's living in the house.
All the time.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. That one. That story just bothers me. And I know, yes.
People go overboard on their pets.
They do, but look. People go overboard on their pets.
Does a dog need a jacket when he's walking? Other than a raincoat?
So.
I mean, let's be honest.
A raincoat, you could say, yeah, if you don't want... Because you don't want to deal with the smell. The dog's fine, but I would argue that nature may have given them fur for the very reason
I think it depends, only because I had some experience with a small dog, the size of the dog. Like, this dog weighed 6 pounds. Like, there's a certain degree where he would just shiver the whole time.
So okay, so
I'm
going to
put it... You know what?
He just went.
I don't know that he needed it. He was tiny. I like doing it, all right?
Right.
It was fun putting hoodies on him.
That's fine.
I bought him a Maryland one.
But just say it. That's all.
That's the truth. You know what? And I see a dog in a nice jacket. I go, that's a nice jacket on your dog.
Do you compliment people's jacket?
Yes. I'm losing it.
Who went overboard and why?
844-999.
All the lawyer calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
A Chinese man is now bedridden for life after he sold his kidney as a teenager to the black market to buy the latest Apple products. Wang Shangkun was 17 years old when he made the fatal decision. Shortly after the illegal surgery, he began suffering from a decreased level of kidney function. 8 years on, the 25-year-old is now bedridden for life after his remaining organ happened to fail. Mr. Shangkun had sold his kidney to the black market organ harvesters in 2011, where he received $4,500 in whatever Chinese currency is, AUD. I'm not sure how that translates over, but he got an iPhone 4 and an iPad 2 with the funds. Why do I need a kidney? One is enough, he said at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Wang now spends his days in bed and relies on dialysis to survive his kidney failure. According to the media, the illegal surgery had caused him to develop a renal deficiency, which is believed to have led to an infection.
Shocking.
Due to the unsanitary settling of where it took place and the apparent lack of post-operative care. The operation occurred in the central province of Hunan without the parents' consent. Either way, that's a little bit overboard if you wanted to get an iPhone or an iPad, but he got both.
And without the parents' consent. Really? Mom, Dad, listen, man, I know you guys told me to earn my own way, make my own money, I can get what I want.
Sure, son, sure, go ahead.
I was thinking about, I met a guy, black market, he'll remove my kidney. What parent says, you know what, I like the spirit, that's a good idea. You know what, please, go do that, buy your own phone.
What do you need the money for?
Miles, we have some comments that came in, this mostly regarding the two cats that you spoke of in San Jose.
All right.
A guy's daughter goes off to college. She can't keep her two cats, I guess, on campus. He doesn't want the cats because they don't get along with his girlfriend's dog. So he rents them their own apartment for $1,500 a month. The cats' names are Tina and Louise, which we thought was stupid. We still do.
Oh, yeah. Bob's Burgers.
You are correct. They are named after the cats from Bob's Burgers. But more than that, Tina Louise is the actual name of the actress who played Ginger on Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
So the tribute goes, right, so I figured I'd share that.
Okay.
One of the things that these cats have at their new apartment being paid for is TV. They said Apple TV.
Right.
And we're like, that's ridiculous. This says, guys, as a TV service installer, I installed the TV in the cat's room. Only the cats watch it. I also installed a TV just for a dog. People have really high opinions of their pets.
See, this is about going overboard.
It's about going overboard.
That is overboard.
To that degree, right. You rented an apartment, $1,500 a month, for two cats. In response to that, says, Jesus, my boyfriend and I live in my car right now because we can't afford rent, and these cats live in a $1,500 a month apartment. What the F is wrong with this person?
Why don't you volunteer to take care of the cats?
Right? That would be the move.
That's what I would do.
And then one final comment that came in, this regarding one of our original stories, which was a Philadelphia Eagles fan. She gets upset that her team lost. Fast forward to the end, she threatens to kill the dog by putting it in the microwave. She did, in fact, put the dog in the microwave. She did not turn the microwave on. The dog's fine. Someone else said, because we were wondering what happens, says, guys, animals explode in the microwave. I put my rat in for 5 seconds as a kid. It made it to 3.
Oh, my God.
I'm just reading them.
Oh, my God.
So, again, in case you're wondering.
Oh, my.
He was a kid. He put his rat in the microwave. He set it for 5 seconds to see what happened, and it exploded at 3 seconds.
Who went overboard and why? 844-999-OLA.
I wish you could see the expression on everyone's face right now.
Well, the thing is like that story's so disturbing. We're glossing over the fact he had a pet rat.
But isn't the kind of person that would do that the same kind of person that would own a pet rat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Logan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. So when did somebody go overboard?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, what was that?
So when did somebody go overboard?
I was back in high school. A friend of mine was celebrating a 16th birthday party, or 16th birthday, and his mom decided to throw him a party. She invited about 7 of us, including him and his younger brother, out to a cabin in Gig Harbor somewhere. And for this party, she decided to buy a bunch of booze and weed and taught us all how to roll joints. And during all this, top it off, she hired a stripper.
Now, did you think that no kid was not going to go back and someone was going to blab about the most epic party that they'd ever been a part
16.
Of? 16. With parental supervision. We learned how to roll joints. We smoked weed. There was beer there. And we got a stripper. That surely they got in trouble for that, right?
Well eventually, yes. Throughout the school year, everybody ended up finding out about the story and or the party, and the story trickled down to everybody's parents, and eventually the mom got caught, and her position at the time was PTA president of the school that the younger brother was at.
She had to know.
A little bit of trouble for that.
And wow. Did you go to this party, or was it just the story of legend?
Oh, no, I was there.
Did you get drunk and high?
I was super drunk and super high.
And did you actually learn to, is that where you learned to roll a joint?
Well, not me, but some of the other
rookies,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, look, I fathom parents, maybe they're in the basement, you turn a blind eye, they're not going anywhere. But you can't rent the cabin, fill it with booze and weed, and then not expect to get in trouble.
I don't know.
Shredder wasn't the brightest. And I think most of the other parents that sent their kids out there were responsible and checked in with her. And she, I think, just lied to all of them about what they were going on. And, of course, we did, too, but, you know.
Well, yeah, you guys are protecting the time. Now, was she drunk and high with you guys?
I don't think she drank as much as we did, but she was definitely smoking with us.
Okay. That makes it easier to cover your tracks when talking to the other parents, right? Because when you're drunk, you sound drunk. When you're
found out, it got turned into a detective. And later on, we found out the stripper was also a teacher in the county that we were in.
Well, obviously not a well-paying county.
No, yeah, yeah. She had a side job.
Not that there's anything wrong with a side hustle at any point in time, but you know what I mean? You think that a teacher could live off of a salary.
And maybe not strip for kids, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's come up before. Remember that was in Varsity Blues.
All right. Okay. That story, it's bad, but to me, it's not as overboard and ridiculous as somebody who's rich. They have a bar mitzvah or whatever. Right. And, you know, and the next thing you know, Ariana Grande is playing at the 16 or 13 year old kid's party.
That is overboard, but it's not illegal. Absolutely.
You know, like anytime I see somebody who buys, and I hate to be this way, but anytime I see somebody who buys their 16-year-old kid a brand new car.
No.
A brand new car. Now, I don't care what kind of car it is, but to me, like, it was always understood that you're not going to get a new car until you really learn how to drive. You're probably going to wreck the first car you have.
You will. Or you can buy your own brand new car.
But I always thought that, you know, if you're going to, like, maybe it's just not Instagram, but even when I was growing up, it was, there were certain kids who had brand new cars. Mm-hmm. They were rich, obviously. They were wealthy. But they would drive a new car in, and they had just about anything that, I don't know how those people have done in life since, but the expectation level at the time seemed a little bit high based on the fact that, look, at some point in time, it's not going to be just about an inheritance. So you're going to have to figure out how to make your own money.
And it seemed, until I die.
And I've got one...
I mean, isn't that really the
thing? I have one friend that I grew up with who... He was the guy who had everything. I mean, absolutely everything. He was never really happy, but he had everything, maybe because he didn't have a girlfriend. But he had a brand new car.
Sure.
His parents were loaded. They owned a ton of successful stores in the area and all that. And then his parents split up. His dad eventually went bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost all their money. Now, when this happened, this kid who was always like, putting you down, top dog, basically disappeared.
Well, so, of course.
He just disappeared.
Like, the world's different, man.
And I haven't really had any... People ask about him all the time. Where is this guy? Apparently, he's down in Houston someplace, living a very modest life. But I can't imagine this guy who had everything, like living in an apartment.
But he grew up with it, right?
No, he grew up with just a ton of money. I mean, he had so much money. He didn't even know what to do with it. And now I think he's just, like, he won't ever show up to any functions or get-togethers or anything like that. I don't know.
You think it's just because he sucked so much as a human being, though?
I don't know.
Everybody's been broke, man. So what? But if you were a D-bag at the time you had money.
That was the problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the issue with this guy.
See, I've been a D-bag when I'm broke. And that way, you're just a D-bag.
Yeah, but he was a D-bag and more like, I'm going to have a party, and I'm going to have all this stuff, and I'm not going to invite you just because I'm
not going to do that.
You know what I mean?
But how many times have you seen
you? What do you like? I like shrimp. I'm going to have shrimp then.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, he is that guy.
But you can't be there.
Most of the people I knew that already had rich parents are still rich.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew anybody rich, man.
I knew a handful of people.
I mean, Baltimore City Schools, this was not,
Right, okay.
If you have money in Baltimore City, your kids go to private school. You don't hate your kid enough.
Well, this kid went to private school.
Exactly. You don't hate them enough to send them to the schools there. Real quick, by the way, Ted, we were saying, you know, the kid, someone contacted us and said, look, as far as animals in the microwave, because the subject won't die now.
All right.
So when they were a kid... They put the rat in the microwave for 5 seconds. It exploded after three. Mm-hmm. And we both agreed, well, people that keep a rat as a pet, they seem like the people that might do that. So this guy chimes in and says, hey, I had a pet rat. I didn't throw it in the microwave. But my friend's brother got kicked out of an apartment, and we found a duck in the microwave from the local pond.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I mean, right?
What is going on?
The degrees of separation are not enough.
Yeah, rat boys.
Who went overboard and why? 844-999-OLA.
I really feel like I lived a sheltered life, just based on some of the comments I'm seeing, man.
I had a pet rat.
Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Hola.
So, when I was about 12 years old, my best friend's dad was turning, his stepdad, whatever, was turning 50, and he threw, like, this epic birthday party. I mean, he's one of those real socialite type guys. I mean, there's probably 50 different people. There's Harleys and you name it everywhere. And they had a bunch. They went out and bought some big brandy garbage cans and filled them with beer and ice and the small bottles of, like, liquor and ice and all that. And we were told, you know, just, you know, if you have a few, then that's fine. One or two, just, you know, keep it modest. And they didn't really keep an eye on us. And we started, like, humming that Mission Impossible song and went out the back window and went around and swiped the whole garbage can, took it down to my buddy's room. And between three of us, I mean, there was probably, like, well, I don't know, like 150, I mean, bottles of beer. We were just trashed. And that was a pretty fun party. It was over the top.
Yeah, but it was fun. Yeah.
That's such a shame.
I would like to throw one of those for myself. But the thing is I'm not going to have like fireworks. I would like to throw a huge party.
Just do it. You don't need. Don't do anything that's explosive, man. Just the booze, right? I mean, that's what we look for.
Yeah,
that's why people bitch about a dry wedding. We brought it up the other day. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you got married. So what?
But listen,
we're here so that we can drink your booze. By the way, regarding having the party and all, I got 16. Says, well, my son was turning 18. He made up these flyers that he was going to pass out. It had bring your own booze on it. I had to tell him, no, that's called evidence.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And hung him up?
And so he was smart to say, like, look, you do whatever it is you're going to do, man, but don't print it up and leave a trail of proof that you're inviting, you know, underage drinking.
Yeah.
That's good parenting.
Mm-hmm. Who went overboard and why? We told you the story a few days back. A 16-year-old girl.
It's like tailgating, right? Right? Like, the police are just like, hey, we know, just put it in a cup. You put it in a red cup, we ain't going to bug you.
Right.
So I think the same thing with this, right? Like, that's just like, we can't advertise this, right. But whatever goes on in the backyard happens.
I don't think there's a way to go overboard while tailgating. I think you can pretty well do whatever you want to do.
Oh, and you have not been to a tailgate.
Think about the people that
there's no way you can go overboard. I think the more the better, I think.
You can go overboard, but I feel like people that tailgate consistently, it's like playing football. You can still get a concussion, but you're going to wear a helmet. You're going to wear shoulder pads. They understand what's going to bring the most devastation. So that's why people don't bring glass bottles, right? Because you can go overboard at a tailgate. And if there's a place where you just might go ahead and do it, because somehow when you drink outdoors, it's not like drinking indoors. When you drink outdoors, your mentality changes that any idea is a damn fine one, right? So people don't bring glass. They try not to bring fire. It's plastic bottles. It is cups. It's all plastic utensils. So the only thing really that can hurt you is the grill. And typically, that's going to be manned by one person, and they don't want you around. Like, so basically, what you've done is, it's like giving your kids silverware. They get a spork. Like, you can hurt yourself.
You can knock over a Weber grill with a football. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Dude, look, if you think you can't go overboard at a tailgate, I have two words for you. Bill's Mafia.
Mafia, yeah.
And have you seen these people? They're lighting tables on fire. They're jumping through them. Like, it's insanity.
Well, the problem is they're going to have to go and root on the Bills.
And some tailgates, so like YouTube. Now, if you don't mind going into the game, I'm one of those people. Like, all right, cool. But some tailgates you go to, I mean, people are set up to be there for hours on end.
Well,
and
they
have
thing.
No intention of going to
don't
the
have
game.
Tickets, nothing.
If the lot opened at 6, they're in line at 5:30.
I appreciate those people because they're exceptionally hospitable. That's what I found.
Mm-hmm.
Want to try some of this delicious sausage? Well, I certainly do. Would you like to step into my RV and watch the earlier games on my big-ass TV? Sure.
You know what? That to me, that's pretty crazy. I have seen people who go and set up big-screen TVs.
Because of what, like, especially on the East Coast, a lot of those games, the later games, that would be on the West Coast, right? So when they finish the initial football game, instead of fighting traffic, I mean, they go sit in their RV, they keep partying in the parking lot, and they watch all the late games. I'm like, that's brilliant.
It really is.
Of course, you have to drive that big-ass RV.
16-year-old girl outside of Cleveland, Ohio, called 911 to report a theft, and several officers did respond to the home. But when they got to her house, they found out the theft she reported had to do with her dad punishing her by taking her phone away. They had to explain to her that since she's under 18, it was not theft, and having a cell phone as a kid is a privilege, not a right. So in the end, she made the situation worse on herself by calling 911. Now, she's in even more trouble. They did not charge her for misusing 911, but before they left, the cops told her to start following her dad's rules if she wanted to get her phone back.
That's fair. And that comes from the cops. She's still pissed.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you were talking to me. You had a friend or, well, someone you knew when you were growing up, Miles, and they had more money than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be a D-bag just to make it a point that they had and that you wanted. right?
No, whatever it was.
Well, someone chimes in. They said, look, when I was a kid, I was born with a silver spoon until I was 11 years old. That's when my dad died. Our mother lost almost everything except her home and us. We learned to work hard and appreciate everyone and everything. That from Panther Man 420.
Panther
Have an
Man.
Excellent night.
All right.
What up, Panther Man?
Panther Man cool. 420. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
always had new clothes.
And Ted, someone's agreeing with you. Sorry, you're talking about you can't go overboard at a tailgate. Before you brought up Bills Mafia, Ted, it says, go to a Buffalo Bills tailgate. You'll change your opinion, Miles.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, isn't that crazy?
It is.
Yes.
It's just stupid.
What
but,
is
I
it?
Mean, it's stupid. I mean, some of it looks fun, but it's like Ted said, man, one of the things they do, and it's not like a guy did this. This is something that happens with regularity. You light these tables on fire, all right, and they're sitting in the parking lot. And then basically, you just like body slam yourself through the table out of the back of it's on fire, man. Like at that point, you go like, all right, well, like that's not fun anymore. That's just stupid.
It's not the same level as just going out
and chugging beers,
putting some brats and barbecue and
no.
Yeah, there's one lot where they just like people stand underneath a van and this guy sprays ketchup and mustard all over him.
I mean, it's right.
I don't want to go to a game covered in food.
I don't want to. Like condiments are one thing I don't want on me.
Agreed.
Like, I love condiments on stuff, but, like, when you get a condiment on your body, it's gross. It's hard to get out.
It is.
You have hair. Can you imagine trying to get ketchup and mustard out of hair?
Now you're talking me into going.
But like condiments are different. If someone sprayed you with frosting and whipped cream, like, it sucks, but you don't mind the taste of eating it. Just spray
right.
ketchup. By the way, just a horrible moment. Starbucks earlier, there's a woman, old woman. Like, old, she might not make it to the end of her drink order old. And I don't know what she got from the counter, but they had it in the bag, and it was something very sweet. But at the moment we made eye contact, all right, she's getting the sugary sweetness off of her pointer finger. And as we look at each other, and it was so horrible. I had like a reverse erection. I just see this.
And she was looking in your eyes?
Yes, but it's this old lady like slowly pulling her finger out of her mouth. And I know she was just getting the stuff off of her finger, but it was like, oh, my God, that's revolting.
I hope it was whipped cream.
Dude, it was so gross.
Still to come, the return of Who Sucks Less. The Word will hack your bank account. And, yes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. More your calls on the way as well. Who went overboard and why? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
These cats in San Jose, California are so extra they have their own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Dad bought his daughter an apartment for her two kittens as she was not allowed to take them with her to college. They enjoy Apple TV and daily care by the landlord who owns the apartment who stops by to feed and see them every day.
And most of the comments we've gotten say that you don't approve.
Meanwhile, we've got a drunken Eagles fan upset over playoff loss, attacks her girlfriend, and then stuck her girlfriend's dog in the microwave.
If you weren't listening, we discovered that your average rat will explode in the microwave after 3 seconds.
And then we have the story about a dog that got a 4,000-pound funeral with horse-drawn hearse, limousine, and the release of doves as the dog was lowered into the ground.
And a poem read at the cemetery.
You Our question, who went overboard and why? 844-999-OLA. I will say, as far as going overboard, there is one house in my neighborhood that has kept their Christmas lights up this long. Now, they are the house that does the full deal during any holiday celebration, being it Halloween, Easter. Sometimes they do a little bit of a Thanksgiving display, but it's more
gourds and corn.
It's more build up for the Halloween display, or it's kind of the same thing, you know what
All
I mean?
Right, okay.
But either way, they finally got to, and I saw the guy up there, and he's an older gentleman, so I understand that he's taking his time, but finally taking the lights down on this place. But you could actually see the glow from this place a couple blocks over.
And which, you know, still.
I mean, it's not that it's a bad thing. People drive by, they take a look, you know what I mean? It's,
sure.
It's one of the places in the neighborhood that actually is more family oriented looking, as far as where I live anyway.
Yeah.
So I kind of appreciate it, but at the same point in time,
when it's done, it's done.
It's still the thing that's got those big blow up awful decorations, like the snow globes.
He still had that in his yard?
Oh, he has like three or four of them.
I mean, like the lights.
He's got a blow up Mickey Mouse.
Nice.
Wow. He's got a blow up snow globe. He's got a blow up Frosty the Snowman, and I guess a Rudolph, but with other reindeer. Not all the reindeer,
but like three or four reindeer.
Yeah.
As a media posse.
It's kind of like a blow-up thing, but it's finally been taken down. Well, it's in the process of being taken down.
Like, I can cut you a little slack on the lights. I mean, still, take them down, but I'll cut you some slack on the lights. But, like, if you have the blow-up stuff, man.
I think the holidays thing has gotten a little bit crazy. I think it's a little bit too much.
I don't think it's that. I think the people, it's like the ugly sweater thing, right? The people that decide that they are into it, they're all in. There are no questions asked, man. They just dive into the deep end. The rest of us, you know, maybe you put a wreath on your door or something. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's gone crazy. It's just the small percentage of people that do it very insanely, right? So it's like the cat person.
I think it's the same percentage. It's just the stuff's just more readily available.
Well, you can buy crap anywhere, but if you go into somebody's house and they've got like everything in every corner and everything is decorated in a holiday kind of way, whether it's pillows, plates, you know what I mean, the centerpiece on the table, like all that stuff. It's just to me like, you just stash in this stuff, and then like right. Once every year you break it out and you have it out for like a month, and then it's gone. It just seems to me like, and it's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff, man.
But I know that's your birthday, so you probably get.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fun of it, right?
Well, sure, for you, but I do feel like you're skewed a little bit because your birthday's right there. You want it to be festive, right?
Yeah, and
deep
I
want it to be festive. So even though it sucks to have your birthday Christmas Eve, I get it. But no matter what, at that time of the year, when as far as you go with your birthday, it is as festive looking in this country as any time of the year. And there's no other point in this country where the average neighborhood and the average house looks the way it does. Not July 4th, nothing.
But we also talk about
and
the fact
that it's the nighttime, like, it's cold. You got the shortest days of the year. I mean, it's basically like every city in every state has turned into a festival.
And I'm sorry,
there's lights at night, there's music playing outside.
I'll give you that. Well, yeah, but the music's not good.
I know, but people are a little nicer.
But at least on your birthday. Your birthday falls on a holiday, so I understand the dynamic behind it. However, with everybody else, and we've talked about this for a long time, it used to be, and that's why we only sing the birthday song on your birthday. Your birthday is your birthday, and that's it. But now the birthday has transformed into this event of multiple days, multiple things. And for me, it's about maybe the big ones, if you want to do that. So
Zeros and fives. 21.
If you want to celebrate those, that's okay. But I think after a certain age, like I think after 30, up until 40, you kind of just...
And then you got the 10-year gap.
You don't have to have a birthday like a party every single year.
And it doesn't... And it's not a birthday month.
It's not a birthday
that's
week.
Crap.
It's not any of that crap. It's your birthday. So it's... I don't know when that corner turned, but I'm just not a fan of it.
You know what? I'll say it. Chicks. All right, chicks were doing it forever. They had birthday weeks, and now dudes are doing it. It's like, dude, how many emails do we get to go, hey, my name's Ted, and it's my dirty 30.
Dirty 30.
That sounds awkward coming out of your mouth.
Jesus Christ.
And it's your birthday week, brah.
Yeah. When's the last time you had a rager of a birthday party?
Turned 40.
This year.
Oh, when you turned 40.
I'm not 40, but I had a good party this year.
Oh, you're almost.
Okay. I mean, to me, 15, 20 people in an apartment's a banger. That's a party.
Yeah, that works. Absolutely. Our question, who went overboard and why? 844-999-OLA. Still to come, who sucks less in the world? Will hack your bank account. That's coming up in just a few seconds here.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.